Hi, neighbors. Today we're down in Rock County on the farm of Charles Terrine. And with me is Mark Smith, our buying representative at Melton and Janesville. Mark, will you introduce these gentlemen who are with us today?
Yes, I will, Bill. I have with me Charles Terrine and his three sons, Albert, Walter, and Herman.
And just about how far from Melton is this farm, Mark, do you know?
I would say it's about 10 to 12 miles east of Melton.
A little bit south.
That's right.
Well, now let's talk to Charlie first. You're the father here, Charles, and certainly we want to call on you before we do the son. How many farms do you have down here,
Charlie? I got six farms.
And how large are these farms?
Well, they're in hull. They're 912 acres.
A lot of land. And who operates these farms, Charlie?
My three sons operate four farms with 612 acres, and this last year, they operated five farms.
And do they have any extra help, Charlie?
Each one keeps a man the year round.
And I suppose they kind of work together, don't they?
They work near all the time together. They own their machinery together, and they accept the tractors, mainly in cultivators, each one belongs to them.
Well, now let's turn to Herman. Herman, what livestock do you have on these farms?
Well, we have about 200 dairy cattle, including young stock and all.
And what about the other stock? Do you have
around 500-600 pigs.
And any poultry?
Just a few chickens each place.
And you have plenty of feed, Herman.
Plenty of feed.
You have
plenty of corn and oats we need.
How's the hay situation?
That was good. Plenty of hay.
What kind of hay do you have? Alfalfa or?
Mostly alfalfa and some clover.
I'm turning to Walter now. Do you have as many hogs as usual? I think
pretty near as many.
And that's how many?
Around about 500 on average every year.
And how many brood sows do you have this year?
About we're keeping 90 for this coming year.
And that's on the six farms?
On the six farms.
What breed are those? Any particular breed?
Well, mostly Hampshires.
Mostly Hampshires. You've had good luck with them, have you?
Yes.
Have you had Hampshires on your farm for a good many years?
Well, for the last three or four years.
What are you feeding these hogs this year?
Well, mostly corn, oats, a little something.
The things that you can raise right here on the farm?
Mostly.
And now, this time of year, of course, I know that you certainly can't use pasture for hog feed, but what's the pasture situation here in the summertime? Do you use pasture quite a bit?
We use pasture entirely. We run the hogs with the cows, and they change that every year.
So you don't have too much trouble then with worms and by changing your pasture?
No, we don't have much trouble anymore.
Well, now, turning to Albert, who's the oldest here of the three brothers. I understand that you sold some hogs, Albert, to Mark. Our Schmitz here, our buying representative of Melton. And how do you like marketing down here at Melton?
Well, marketing at Melton is a lot less shrinkage, and transportation costs are less. That way, they're as good a place as any to sell.
And you feel that Mark has treated you right then, and your
Mark has treated us right, and all our sales, I don't know, much better place near here to sell.
In other words, you like the local market that Mr. and Company have located out here at Milton.
Well, it's helped us out a lot.
I suppose it's helped some of the neighbors, too.
Well, I shouldn't wonder. He's buying quite a few around.
Well, now, Charlie, we're talking to Albert here, and he mentioned he sold some hogs down at Melton Yards. What about your dairy cattle? You've got a lot of dairy cattle on this farm. Certainly, you must have some surplus animals from time to time.
Well, after I got acquainted and knowed that I had the stockyard to Milton, and the first bunch that I took down there that I sold, I figured it was the best place that I ever sold any cattle that wasn't fit for a dairy, and they've been going there ever since.
Well, that's fine, Charlie. And you evidently are well satisfied with the way the boys are treating you?
Well pleased with them. Well pleased with them.
Well, now, that's been the pleasure to talk to you fellows here today and find out a little bit about your operations on these six farms. And I know that six of or the on the six farms, three brothers working together. There's certainly a lot of work, a lot of things to do on these farms. But now, turning here to Mark, who are some of the other fellows that have been marketing livestock to your yards and this, from this area?
Recently, we have received stock from James McBride of Avalon, Ralph Lawrence of Whitewater, William Meyer, a son-in-law of Charles Shrine from Clinton, Otto Arndt from Whitewater, the Dexter Gray Estate, the Bill Agnew Farms, Stuart Shadle Farms, Arnie Agnew Farms, Joel Wellness of Janesville, Ludwig Hillman from Milton, R. John Clark, D.E. Connor, Vern B. Nash, Robert Howard, Carol McCune, all from the Janesville area.
Well, thanks ever so much, Mark. Certainly is an impressive list there, and I know that, as the gentlemen here have told us, that they like your operations around Milton and Janesville, and certainly I know you do have many good customers there. And I wanted to also thank Mr. Charlie Shrine and his sons for being with us today as good Oscar Mayer and Company customers from the Milton area. Thank you ever so much, gentlemen.